It looks like it's almost time for the net. Let me see if Doug is on frequency yet. 3DSP, I think he's in Cape May. And how are you doing, Doug? And what's cooking down there? 3DSP and the AWA Prenet W3GMS.
Yeah, good morning, Joe. We have our remote receiver working here pretty well this morning. And I am recording the net this morning, so that'll be interesting. So let's get started here in just a second. Okay, this is WA3DSP, and this is the Bruce Kelly Antique Wireless Association Memorial Net, which meets Monday, Wednesday, and Friday mornings at 9:30 a.m. on 3837 kilohertz. And as I mentioned, I'm running the net this morning from Cape May, New Jersey, where it's currently about 18 degrees. We had a low here last night of 13, and up in Richboro in Pennsylvania, it's currently 12 degrees, and the low last night was about 5 degrees. So really cold for the last day of March. We're down here because it's our anniversary, and we're going to be going out to dinner tonight and coming back tomorrow before the next big snowstorm hits Philadelphia. And it never ends. Okay, we'll start check-ins this morning let me change this a little bit. Let's go to the 8-call-letter area for check-ins this morning. Any 8-call-letter area check-ins, WA3DSP.
WA8FTK, good morning, Doug.
Okay, good morning, Larry. And just a little bit of a reminder, I have to mute and unmute the speaker when I'm talking because the fact that I'm using the remote receiver. So it takes me a little bit longer to turn around, which is probably a good thing, I guess, but just understand that. All right, good morning to Larry, and we'll go to the 4-call-letter area for check-ins to the Bruce Kelly AWA net, WA3DSP. Okay, I didn't hear Paul this morning. So we'll go to the 3-call-letter area. I have W3GMS. Are there any other 3-call-letter area check-ins for the net this morning, WA3DSP?
K3, George Baker Abel, K3GBA. Good morning, Doug. Good morning to the net. And I'm in and out, please.
It's the Alpha 3. Uniform, Victor, Papa, WA3UVP. Good morning, Doug. Name here is Joe, Juliet on critical.
WA3KLR. Good morning, Doug.
Whiskey. Whiskey 3, Juliet Whiskey.
WA3YNW.
W3OLV. I may be, maybe not come back. I'm expecting someone to take care of some business. So I'm going to try and get in here, Doug. So if I don't come back right away, you know, the person has arrived, so I expect to try to get in the whole net if I can. W3OLV.
Okay, very good. I have Sam, K3GDA, in and out. Good morning to you, Sam. And WA3UVP, I believe it is, Joe. Good morning to you, Joe. Welcome to the net. And WA3KLR, Tom. W3JW, Jeff, WA3YNW, Bill, and W3OLV, Floyd. And Floyd, I got your comment there, and hopefully you can get into the net. All right, we'll go to the 2-call-letter area. I have Janice down here, AB2RA. Are there any other 2-call-letter area check-ins for the net, WA3DSP?
W2DGB, good morning.
K2TQN.
Okay, very good. W2DGB and K2TQN. Welcome to the net there, Bill and John. Let's see, do we have any one call letter area check-ins? And you might make a call there, Bill, for Mike, WA3DSP.
Mike, are you in there this morning? Go ahead. No, I guess he's hunkered down over the fireplace.
Okay, well, let's take a call for stations to check in from anywhere. Did we miss anyone? WA3DSP. Okay, nothing heard. We've got a pretty good check-in list here this morning. And as I mentioned, I am recording the net this morning. I haven't done that in a long time. And if anybody goes to my website, you can listen to some of the old nets. There's a couple back when Hoagie was the net control and later nets also. And I always wanted to do it, but it's kind of difficult when you're net control to record the net, but it's a lot easier when you're using a remote receiver because that receiver hears everything and it's not affected by local strong RF so that it gets the entire net. So we'll start this morning with Larry. Larry's never usually at the top of the list, but we'll start with Larry, WA8FTK. And Larry, you turn it to Joe, W3GMS, to Joe, WA3UVP. And Joe, you turn it to Tom, WA3KLR, to Jeff, W3JW, to Bill, WA3YNW, to Floyd, W3OLV. And if Floyd's not there, it goes to AB2RA. And Janice, you turn it to Bill, W2DGB, and finally to John, K2TQN. So let's start off with Larry, WA8FTK, WA3DSP, and the Bruce Kelly AWA net.
Good. Let me turn my computer speaker off here. Boy, where is it? Fun and games. Oh, well, I'm getting into my speaker, so anyway, we'll make it short. Not too much. I hope the feedback isn't too terrible. I can't find the what I need to get rid of it. Let's see. Oh, here we go. Forgot to plug the headphones in. Yeah, there we go. It's the speaker on my computer, and I guess the RF gets into the audio system because it's just sitting down here under the bench. Off to the side a little bit. Anyway, not too much here. This weekend is the contest, a sideband, ARL DX contest, and we're going to be participating in probably the first half of it starts after it starts 7 o'clock. I think it's 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock. Anyway, it runs until Sunday, same time. So we'll probably be in that for the first 18 to 24 hours or something like that. Then we come back home and we'll be here for the Nets on Sunday. Because I don't like to miss those. And I am expecting a delivery today, supposedly. I've got another atomic clock, similar to the one I have here in the shack, because the other one that I got, it went bananas on me. It doesn't display temperature anymore. It just says HH and LL, and you're pushing buttons on the back. And it doesn't do what it's supposed to do when it does it, or if it does it. And you put it on search for the WWVB time signal, and it picks it up, it'll pick it up, and it counts the seconds, you know, through until it finds it. And then once it finds it, it counts up to 15 seconds and stops counting seconds. But it turns over the minutes okay. So I thought about sending it back, and then I got to thinking about the postage and the handling, you know, shipping and handling out and back, and I thought, shoot, I might as well just get another one, a little bit better one this time. So that's what I did. Same much, by the same company, LaCoste. But anyway, that's about it for this round. So let's turn it over to Joe, W3GMS. Good to hear about that truck, W8FTK.
Yep, we just got to get it, get them to spend the time on it to finish it up, get it back here. Larry, WA8FTK and the AWA Bruce Kelly Memorial Net. This is W3GMS, Urselden, PA. Very good morning to all. Special good morning to Joe, WA3UVP, who I believe this is the first time he checked into this net. So welcome aboard, Joe, and glad you joined us. I try to get in here once a week. Sometimes I'm able, sometimes I'm not, but I try to at least make it once a week. I used to be net control on Fridays until Doug picked those duties up for me, which I have always appreciated. So there you go. And Bill, Janice asked you about your SB, your Sugar Baker 300. I'm curious how you're making out with that as well. If you've had any more progress? Got those? Did you get those electrolytics changed out yet? And everybody's signal here is good this morning. I'll say hi and bye to Sam. If you're listening, Sam, I heard you check in and out. Hope you're doing well. And I guess the talk on the street is more snow. So I guess according to AccuWeather, we could get another 12 inches. So I know a lot of people are sick of it. I'm holding up okay. We're doing pretty well. So without further ado, let me send it out to Joe, and he can keep this thing rolling right along. WA3UVP, W3GMS.
W3GMS, Bruce Kelly from WA3UVP. Thanks, Joe. Good copy on everybody this morning, Dan. It's in really nice shape. Special good morning to Doug. And Doug, thanks for picking me up here this morning. And Joe is correct. This is the first check-in from me for the Bruce Kelly Net here on 3837. And we're located in the central part of PA, about an hour and a half north of Harrisburg, about an hour south of Williamsport, just about the central part of the state, a little bit east. And we're running the 10-tech Jupiter this morning, the 538 AK, with the moment stage are good. And we're running about 100 watts into an inverted V up about 60 feet. Seems to do a nice job. And I'm familiar with just about everybody on the net, with the exception of maybe Sam. I don't believe I've worked him. Also, Floyd, and probably John, TQN, doesn't ring a bell. So, a special good morning to them, and again, thanks for allowing me to check in. We kind of decided that it was time to become more active with the AWA, and yesterday, while I was perusing the internet on the AWA website, I said, you know, I really ought to make a copy of the net time. And try to get in here during the week, because it's usually a good day for me on Friday. So here we are. We thought we'd give it a shot. And we've got about 8 degrees here this morning, bright sunshine. And we're going to be getting ready to head out later this morning. Get over to see the tax guy and get Uncle Sam all happy with paperwork. And then probably do a little grocery shopping with the big teacher. And then I'm going to let her take me out for supper tonight. So that sounds like a plan. By the way, I think you said, Doug, it was an anniversary. Well, happy anniversary to you, and maybe you want to make a comment how many or how long. Cindy and I will be completing 46 in August. So there you go. Well, with that, not too much else. I think the first time around, we'll listen up. And sounds like characteristics of the net are pretty much like they are on 160, which is very enjoyable, and it's always a good group. So without any further ado, I will pass it along, and I believe it goes to Tom. And that's the first time I've worked Tom in quite a while, talking 1392. WA3KLR, Tom, here's Tom. WA3UVP.
Yeah, good morning again, Joe. WA3UVP and the group WA3KLR. Sam K3GBA is a longtime member of Philmont, our Philadelphia area radio club. Sam's known me since I was a little tot. So let's see here. Larry, I'm glad you're up first for a change. I've been noticing you're usually tail end Charlie, and I was thinking it'd be nice if Larry was first for a change. So, very good, Doug, putting Larry first today. Hopefully it didn't screw up your schedule, Larry. Maybe you plan on that. Doug, happy anniversary. Lloyd, I hope you're listening. I got your mailing on the radar article that was in your local radio club newspaper. It reminds me, I might have asked you this in the past, but I don't remember. I have this book here on what is it called? A radar history of World War II, and I would have offered that book to you before. In fact, I didn't check my library shelves. Maybe you have that book right now, but you definitely have to read this book. I don't remember. For all I know, I could have lent it to you. You read it and gave it back, but I just don't recall that. But if you're listening and you haven't read that book, I'll mail it to you. So Joe, W3GMS, great news on the truck. I guess, fortunately, it wasn't your worst fear. Things are much better. That's terrific. So I'm off today. I think the first three-day weekend in quite a while. My four-day work schedule's been broken up a lot due to death in the family, sickness and whatnot, snow days. So I've got a lot of chores to do today. So with that, over to Jeff, W3JW, and the Antique Wireless Association Group, WA3KLR.
Okie doke, Tom. Very good. WA3KLR, WAWANET, is W3JW. Good morning to everyone. Pretty good conditions here. Nothing to write home about, but everyone's copyable. Particularly good to hear Joe, UVP, in there. Joe, we're a long ways apart, but the Jupiter is making the trip to southeastern Virginia. Hi. Joe, CMS Joe. Good to hear about the truck. Not great. I mean, if no damage had occurred, that would be really great. But at least it wasn't, you know, smashed to smithereens, as somebody said once. I don't even know what a smithereen is, but I'm glad the truck didn't get smashed that way and it's recoverable. I can't imagine, having worked with it, worked with the restorer for several years, and then, you know, having it obliterated in one fell swoop. As it is, it sounds like even the insurance company agrees it's recoverable. And that's a good sign, because they're always, their glass is always half empty, whereas yours is half full, I'm sure. And we got a new car too, Joe. Actually, it's Brando's car. To take him to the vet. Now all I have to do is teach him how to drive it. Hi. And Doug, I thought you were going to really break some new ground here this morning when you said you were going to do things differently. I was saying, nobody ever calls the third call district station first. We're steadfastly hooked right there in the middle. We never get first, we never get last, just like the people that live down on the equator. They get 12 hours of daylight, 12 hours of darkness, 365 days a year. Hi. But, yeah, we can't let Larry be out in left field there for sure and be the tail gunner all the time. Anyway, let's see. It goes to Mr. Bill. Let's see if he hasn't been blown away or frozen off the eastern shore up there. WA3YNW in the net, W3JW.
Okay, Jeff, W3JW and AWA Bruce, coming at W3YNW. No, not yet, my friend, not yet. But it's trying, I'll tell you. I got up this morning, it was about 18 degrees, and it dropped down to 60, but now we're up to 20, so we're in the midst of a heat wave. But the river is thawed out, the harbor's thawed out, the oysterman are out working, so that's good for the economy and for those who participate in that type of work. Well, the band's a little bit down this morning, and some of them copying real good, some of them not. Joe's in general strap himself, and of course, Doug up in New Jersey right now. So, Joe's already here about the truck, even though it was, you know, just minor damage, it still kind of would rub me against the grain anyway. I'm not sure what the age of it is. I think he told me one time, but my memory is slowly diminishing, I think. But it's good that the insurance company is going to take care of it, which that takes a lot of the sting out of it anyway. Well, I don't have too much more to add than that. Oh, yeah, 10 meters was really open yesterday. I got on that for a while and worked into quite a few European countries. And, God, today it was really crowded there for a while. I don't know what it was on AM or sideband, but CW was hopping. So, anyway, had a good time with that. And then neighbor called, and he wanted to talk about these new electric smart meters. They were all rung up over that. So, I went to go over and try to straighten them out. I hope I did something anyway. Okie doke. Well, that's about it for this go-round. So, let's see if Mr. Floyd's around. W3OLV in the AWA. Bruce, come in at WA3YNW. Go ahead, Floyd.
WA3YNW, the group, W3OLV. Came a little too long. I'm expecting a gentleman here any minute now, but at least I get in here for the first round. Copying most angles with his jury rigged antenna. I can't wait to get out there when the weather is better and put a better antenna up there. I sure miss that antenna. Most angles have terrific QSBs, some are way down low, and I guess half of them are not copying me. So we'll hold it briefly here. I hope you're copying the scanners because you're way up there. If you come back, you'd be surprised to me due to the temporary antenna we have here. So we'll turn it over to you, and then I don't know if we'll be back for the second round or not. The gentleman said he'd be here by 10, and it's getting close to that time. But at least we heard everyone up to now. AB2RA, Bruce Kelly, Memorial Net, W3OLV.
Yeah, W3OLV. No problem copying your S9. It's as good as any of the other signals. And on the SB300, what I suggested was to bypass the cathode of the first audio tube, which gives you some more audio gain and perks the receiver up, makes it seem a little more lively, but it also defeats the inverse feedback, and it may increase the distortion of, you know, when you're running it really loud. You can split the cathode resistor into two resistors and retain some of the feedback and bypass the other. But it is a rather large resistor. Anyway, try and get this little adventure ready for the CW QSO party in a week. I don't have anything old enough to make an offering in any of the QSO parties. HQ-129, that's a project that's way down the road a bit. Big project for that one. This one looks close enough that I can do something with it. Anyway, that's what's going on here. In for one, 73 all, W2DGB, AB2RA. Over.
Okay, Janice, very good. Thank you very much. AB2RA in the group, W2DGB. Janice, I did send you an email yesterday after I successfully bypassed the first audio stage of that SB300. And on both 80 and 40, using the crystal calibrator, I got a 10 dB increase in audio. So I think it was well worthwhile. I put in a 30 at 15 volts, and it worked just fine. At any rate, right now I'm working on trying to find space to put the replacement cartridge electrolytic system. I was going to rebuild that capacitor, but the thing just wasn't big enough physically to catch those hundreds. So, anyway, that's where we stand, and I will keep sending you emails. Okay, and thank you very much, Janice, for that hint about the first audio stage. It definitely made an increase in audio level. Good morning to UVP, Joe, on this net. So, good to hear you here. Try and get in some more. Doug is always our Friday man, and he runs a very good net. Oh, boy, being at the end of the list, or almost the end of the list, means I got all kinds of things to talk about. Joe GMS, regarding the barn collapse, the shop collapse on Martha's car, that was very good news, and so that's a big hunk of money, but by the same token, it'll put things back where they should be. And the insurance company picked it up, that's wonderful. And you had an open end, I understand, so that's great too. I was thinking of that when I drove down to Tannersville yesterday, took the wife down to get some groceries, and yesterday morning I drove by about a mile from the house. There was a great big barn near the road. The thing was laying in a pile. It was just collapsed totally. And I thought, boy, that's strange. Most of those old barns have great big 8-12-inch timbers, 10-12-inch big stuff. But I didn't see any sign of that. There were cars behind me. I didn't have a chance to stop and look. But it means that the winter is not over yet. And I understand we've got a biggie coming. What do they call this thing, Titan or something like that? Boy, 12 inches? I'm not looking forward to that at all. And Joe, you may be getting some ice down there. Jeff Smithereen. Smithereen is a very, very small particle. Fragmented pieces or particles of the whole. In other words, something gets busted up into little pieces. The little pieces are called smithereens. So, I thought you might like to know that. Now you know what a smithereen is. Doug, happy anniversary. Guys, I don't know if I'm the longest one where the marriage is still in force or not, but I'm at 60 years and a couple of weeks, so, Margie and I. So, we managed to stick together. Signals are very good this morning. Acceptable. All signals are great. Jeff's a little bit, Jeff of the South, a little on the low side, but that's normal for him, and I have no trouble copying you down there, Jeff, doing great. The weather is very cold. And the first thing is we still have power. It hasn't gone out yet in any of these stores. But I'm getting a little concerned about this big one coming. With 12 inches of snow, good grief, that's going to cause a lot of trouble. It was 4 below 0 this morning. I don't know where it is now, but the outside the sensor is in the sunlight right now, so what it gives doesn't make any sense. So it's probably about 5 above. The most it's going to go is about 15 above in this area. That'll be the top. And it was really cold last night, guys. K2TQN and the group, W2DGB.
W2DGB and the group, K2TQN. Well, good morning, all. Bill, it sounds like you're going to get dumped on again. Gosh. We've been lucky so far down here being near the shore this year compared to Mid-Jersey, North Jersey, and, of course, Pennsylvania. So I hope our luck holds out. I think we're going to get ice this time, though. Now, here I am being the tail gunner, and I don't have much to say, and being you're recording it, I'm going to keep it short. WA3, DSP in the group, K2TQN.
K2TQN and the Bruce Kelly AWA net, WA3DSP, Cape May. Well, John, you don't have to keep it short because I'm recording it. The whole object is to get some people's comments down and record it in posterity. And I have been recording for just about 30 minutes, according to my timer here. And there's 10 people on the net that check that are actually active. So that's an average of 3 minutes each, which I guess is pretty good. We do try to keep our transmissions on this net down to about 2 to 3 minutes or so. Usually it works out that way. Not all the time, but usually. Let's see. Larry, fine on the DX contest and your activities there. And Joe, I'm glad to hear that the truck was not damaged too badly there, and that will be able to be taken care of. And you were on twice this week. You were on Wednesday and today, so you made up for some of those weeks where you maybe didn't make it. Let's see, Joe, welcome to the net. I think we have talked before, possibly on AM. I don't get on the Sunday net all the time, but in the winter, at least, I try to get on when I'm around in the Philadelphia area. So hopefully we'll talk on AM sometime. Tom, glad to hear you're in here today, and you asked about my anniversary. I think it was you, maybe it was someone else, but it's the 6th anniversary, 6, not 606, and 6 years ago at this time, we were basking on the beach in St. Croix. St. Croix, that's where we got married, and we had a beautiful time down there. I have a friend that lives down there. He's a ham, but not active anymore. And he's a pilot, and so we had a really great stay down there, and a good honeymoon on the island of St. Croix. Didn't do any hamming while I was down there, but I did get to see a lot of things that I hadn't seen in a while. I used to go down to St. Croix a lot when I was single back in the 80s. I used to travel down there and see my friend down there quite often. Let's see. Jeff, you got a car there strictly for Brando. How about that? I understand that because we have two dogs, and when we bring them down here to the shore, it's always easier to use my wife's car than my car because her car is a little bit bigger than mine. And if I buy a new car, probably will always be using her car to come down here if we have the dogs with us, because I might be downsizing on my car size when I purchase another one. Bill YNW, good to hear you in here this morning. Good signal as usual, and you always have a great signal in here to Cape May, and also to Richboro, that's the way it was this morning. I don't notice the band to be in too bad shape this morning. Of course, I am listening on my receiver in Richboro, but it seems like everybody's pretty copyable here this morning. Let's see, Floyd, your signal, of course, is weaker here than normal, but that's to be expected. So, you know, hopefully you'll get out there and get that antenna fixed as soon as we get rid of some of this snow. But the way it's looking, March could be a real dicey month. If we're going to continue to have this cold weather, we're getting into some more of a rainy season, or should I say snowy season. And some of our biggest snowstorms have been in March, so we're liable to really beat our all-time snow record this year. I think 6 inches in Philadelphia was going to put us into the number 2 spot for all time. So maybe 12 inches will put us into the number 1 spot. I don't know. But I think there was supposed to be another snowstorm in the pipeline after this one coming up. So stay tuned. Janice, fine on the SB300 and everything else. You're coming in good here today. Bill, thank you for your definition there of smithereen. I guess I never really thought about that. That's the definition that you would expect for that statement. And let's see, I did get my IF cans for the SX-117. I haven't done anything, obviously, with it, because I just got the cans before we left to come down here on Wednesday. So hopefully they'll be good, and I'll be able get them in there and possibly get that radio working again. All right, do we have any other check-ins for the net for the second round, WA3DSP? Well, nothing heard, so I guess we'll go the same lineup again. I don't think anybody checked out. So, Larry to Joe, to Joe UVP, to Tom, KLR, to Jeff, W3JW, to Bill YNW, Floyd may or may not be there on the second round, but if not, it goes to Janice, AB2RA, to Bill W2DGB, and to John K2TQN. WA8FTK and the Bruce Kelly AWANet, WA3DSP.
Okay, WA3DSP, the group, WA8FTK. Well, we're not getting any snow down here. They say we're supposed to get a little... No, I'll take that back. The other day, we did get enough to just say that it snowed. You could see a little white covering on the ground. But I don't know. We've only had two what I would call really good snows when we got, you know, like, say, maybe 4 or 5 inches. That's really good snow down here. Nothing like we had a few years ago. I like the snow. Of course, I don't go anywhere on a regular basis, so when it snows, I just stay inside. Got the computers, got the ham radio, got the TV, and we just take it easy. I dug out a little power supply that I had built many, many years ago, and it's got those little white plastic strips on it, you know, for breadboarding. And I got a 5-volt source, and then I got a variable 12-volt source. And I thought, hey, I could use that as a trickle charger on my battery. And it worked fine. It was working fine. And then it wasn't working. And I'm adjusting the voltage, you know, and nothing's happening, you know. And then I noticed the wire had come off of the terminal. And instead of turning the voltage down, I left it where it was, and all of a sudden some smoke came rolling out of it. Because it was trying to pump like 15 volts or something, I don't know. And, you know, the current draw and everything. trying to charge a deep cycle battery with a little power supply here that's only capable of about 2, maybe 3 amps. So I had it was up almost to 15 volts, and it was trying to pump 15 volts in there, and it, you know, took too much current. So I opened it up, and I'm not sure if it, I think it smoked the transformer. But it's a Radio Shack, and I think they still have it. It's a little 12-volt transformer. So we got another transformer, and pop it in there and get that working again, and put it back in service. But, you know, come to think of it, I may just build up a little charger of my own, just to keep the battery on a triple charge, because the charger that I have is either 2 amps at 12 volts or 6 amps at 12 volts. And it'll keep charging the battery. Even at 2 amps, it'll just keep charging and charging and charging. So I think we'll build up a little 13.2-volt power supply, and that way we can keep it on triple charge. And so that way it'll be ready to go whenever we need it. We've got to put a switch in so that we can switch between the regular 35-amp supply we have, the adjustable 10 to 15 volts. Switch between that and the battery. So if power goes out, I flip the switch and I'm back on the air. So that's about all we've got this morning. We probably won't be around tomorrow morning, but we'll be around Sunday. So over to you, W3GMS, WA8FTK.
Very good, Larry, WA8FTK in the AWA, that's Antique Wireless Association, Bruce Kelly, Memorial Net. Good comments and good copy all the way around. And we'll have to talk sometime, Larry, about chargers. I was president and founder of a company that I started called Control Products Unlimited Incorporated, and I ran my own business for about 15 years designing specialized battery chargers. The market was mainly military and commercial, but I also sold some to hams as well, programmatic from one cell to 12 cells, which was from, at least with the NiCad stuff, 1.25 volts to 15. So that was a big, big part of my life. Anyway, a lot of thoughts, but too many details to go in and too specific to tie up the net with. Floyd, I always get a kick out of your sayings there. A jury rig antenna, and for those that don't know, Floyd's last name is Jury, so that was a good one. I don't know how many other people caught that, but it sure hit me hard when you said it, Floyd. And I really enjoyed your article, the radar article. I read it last night. I sat down, it was quiet. I read through it. And I see you co-authored it with George, W3FEY. And I learned a lot from it, not being a radar aficionado. It was very, very good. We'll have to talk a little bit more about it when we have a one-on-one conversation. Janice, if you're still listening, good luck on the adventure. The little adventure I have here, well, I actually have two. One of them I'm trying to find a home for. It's part of the Jack Williamson's estate that I'm helping the family out on. But the one that I have here, over the last month, I just bought the Johnson screen modulator for the Adventure. They had an accessory screen modulator for it, and I saw one advertised by a friend of mine. He had two of them. He had the original, and then he built an exact copy of the original. And the original, he did not want to separate from the Adventure. He was selling both as a pair. But he said, I have a beautiful clone I built. So price was right, and I paid him the money and shipped it down. So I'm looking forward to getting my Adventure station on the air. And, Doug, you mentioned Wednesday and today I was on. Yeah, well, I got on today specifically because there was some ambiguity of whether you were going to be on today and had your remote receiver working. So I got on in case I had to see your backup for net control. Otherwise, I probably would have continued with my chores. Not that I don't enjoy checking in. It's just a sizable chunk of time. And congratulations on your anniversary. Wonderful. And talking about milestones, most of you know, but some may not. On February 21st, I turned 62, so I made it. And my wife and I spent a wonderful extended weekend, a three-day weekend down at the Flanders Hotel, where we lease a condo down there. And we had a wonderful, wonderful time, and that was last weekend. The weather was just beautiful. So as I tell her, her being my wife, I said, now it's back to reality. So anyway, that's the deal. Pass along to Joe. I think he's still in for the second round. Everybody have a wonderful weekend. Keep in mind, a bunch of us get on 60 meters tomorrow for the W3AOA Memorial Net on 60 at 8:45 in the morning. So if any of you don't have anything better to do, come on over and do check in. We're on one of the frequencies. We're easily spotted. It just depends on what activity is on what channel where we end up. But you only got five to look at, so shouldn't be too hard. WA3UVP, the AWA, Bruce Kelly Memorial Net, W3GMS, and I'll listen through everybody's transmission.
WA3GMS, hopefully the band's going out. WA3UVP returning. Very good. I'm up for Doug. From the first go around, I believe Doug said that either you or maybe it was Sam, might have been members or unmembers of the film office,
and struck a chord here because your friend, is my neighbor. And we're going to be making a trip down with him in July, on Saturday. The fellow who developed one of the systems is a Nobel Prize winner. He's going to be speaking on that Saturday, the 15th and 17th of July. I forget which date it is. But, yeah, we've heard quite a bit about the Philmont Group from Fred. He and I have done a number of projects together, and we're getting ready to do another one here on the B1H. So that'll happen at the end of next week, weather permitting. So I just wanted to comment about that. And Joe, GMS, you mentioned something about a Johnson Adventure. I had one, and I wish I would have kept it. And if I heard you correctly, you said you might have an extra nowhere there is a spare. You might send me an email and fill me in with the details. We might be interested in that. It'd be nice to have the modulator too, but I won't be lucky at this point in time. And just as a side note, we've got the Johnson Valiant is in place and ready to go. In fact, I hope to smoke test that either later today, which I don't think will happen, but sometime over the weekend, at the latest Monday. And we're going to put that on the air as is. Came to be fully operational. It looked good initially when I tested it about a year ago. So we're going to redo that again and put that on the air with all the original parts. And we'll see how that whole thing goes. So that'll be kind of fun. The Apache is on the board, that's right. And we still have the vehicle. So with that being said, thanks again for letting me jump in here, Doug, to tell us. Nice to be here this morning. We will make an effort to try to make some of the other next during the week on the Wednesday, I believe, Friday, very soon. So with that being said, good to hear everybody. Have a great weekend. 12 inches of snow. No, I don't think I'm going to permit that. I'm not liking 12 inches. Anyway, best of things all the way around. Tom, here you come. WA3KLR. WA3UVP.
Okay, Joe, WA3UVP and the AWA net from WA3KLR west of Quakertown, Pennsylvania. Yeah, Joe, that was me that mentioned the Philmont Mobile Radio Club. Yeah, you're, I didn't know, I think he's our president this year, Fred. Excuse me, KA3IRJ has got that place up there. He sponsored some kind of, it wasn't field day, it was some kind of gathering up there at his property. See, it seemed like a number of months ago. So, apparently, I guess it's a nice radio location. So, I just checked the downstairs office room where I have a lot of bookshelves. I see I have my radar history of World War II book there. So, Lloyd, if you're listening, I'd like to try and catch you at the end of the turn to talk about loaning you that book if I haven't had you read it. So that's all I have. I guess everybody will keep their fingers crossed for the next winter storm. So I have to bring in more wood today from the pole barn. I ran the fireplace a few days ago, and I like to have it fully stocked, ready to light, and have plenty of wood on hand. Around the fireplace and just outside the family room in the attached garage. So with that, over to Jeff, W3JW and the group WA3KLR. Clear, bud, listen.
Okay, Tom, fine business. WA3KLR and the AWA net, this is W3JW. Fine business on all. Hope everybody survives this cold air. Maybe cross your fingers and hope a lot. This will be the last blast of winter, and we can get on with some spring type thoughts, including maybe an antenna or two. We did see a promising sign out along the road. We have a lot of jonquils and daffodils that bloom down here in the spring. And I'm just beginning to see about 2 or 3 inches of the green leafy part of the daffodils and jonquils begin to spring up out of the ground. So it's trying to inch forward, although Mother Nature seems to be resisting the situation. And I wasn't aware of Floyd's last name, Joe, GMS Joe, and when he sent that article out, or when Doug sent the article out, I noticed his last name was Jury. I always thought that Floyd sounded like a judge, but now I come to find out he's the judge and jury. And also, of course, he's qualified to put together a bunch of jury rigging. Hi. Anyway, everyone have a good weekend coming up. We'll hope to be on the AOA net tomorrow. And we've got celebrations to do here today, too. Today is my brother's birthday. He's 71. My baby brother is 71. That's not a good thing to have to say. But we're going to celebrate with a little lunch or dinner here. We haven't decided quite yet which one. 73 Saul and Bill, up he comes to you. WA4YNW and the group, W3JW.
Okay, Jeff, real fine. W3JW and AWA Bruce coming at WA3YNW. Well, thank you for putting me in the four call area. I appreciate that. Okie doke. Well, belated happy birthday to you, Joe. 62 years old. Boy, I wished I was that again. I guess you can sign up for Social Security now, I guess. I don't know whether they've changed the laws or not. They're constantly changing the things. I can't keep up with it. So anyway, if you go look on that if you have. And Doug, fine on your wedding anniversary. St. Croix, I've never been there, but I've always heard it's a beautiful place. I guess the weather is probably tropical, more or less all year round, and a good getaway from everything. So I envy you on going down there, especially that island chain is St. Martin, St. Croix, and St. Thomas, I think, all right there, the same island chain. Anyway, don't have too much more to add to that. So anyway, I'll go ahead and pass on 73 to everyone, and we'll turn it up to Floyd. Hopefully he's back. And we'll see you all Monday. W3OLV and AWA Bruce coming at WA3YNW.
I guess Floyd is not there, so Janice, AB2RA, pick it up, WA3DSP.
Yeah, okay. Baker's quick one here. Got grid current on my adventurer. With the plug out of the back, I haven't fired up the 807 yet, so that's looking good. Got to get a VFO going. So, basically rewired the whole doggone radio, there were some things that didn't like about the way it was set up, with that cheesy little switch, I was worried about that arching over, somebody had cobbled the power switch, and I found a way to get another switch in there. It's kind of an oddball, but I took the existing switch apart and operated a new switch to the old bracket, and that worked out pretty good. So anyway, with a color first crystal in, I'm getting about 4 mils of drive, which is just about right for an 807, and I'll plug in the jumper plug in the back, and put the green going on the 807, and see if we get power out. I changed to choke input, because they seem to complain about chirping with this radio, and on the surface don't look that different. But I'm about to find out. Anyway, W2DGB, over to you, AB2RA, 73 on.
Okay, 73, Janice. Nice signal there.
AB2RA in the group, W2DGB.
And the Bruce Kelly Memorial Net. I more often say that, but OBK was a working colleague of mine. And he was a pretty good friend, too, at times. And he was a very interesting personality. And I'm sure a lot of you fellows met him. And maybe some of you didn't, but he was a unique individual for sure. Some other time we'll have to talk more about good old BK. And I wrote an obituary for the OTB back then. And I reread it not too long ago, and I thought, well, yeah, that's pretty well pinned him down. So he left a very interesting legacy. That's enough chatter on that. The other comment I have is the jury antenna, the boy jury antenna, will also go into the ARRL antenna book. And it will probably be named the jury antenna. So that's very good. I'm glad somebody picked that up. That was Joe, I guess. I want to have everybody have a good weekend, and thanks very much to Doug for running the net. A good job as usual. From Cape May down there, you've got your technology well in hand today. And let's hope that the snow that comes does not knock the trees across our power lines, because if it does, we're going to have a real problem. At any rate, we'll see you guys on the line. Cape 2 TQN and the group W2DGB 73.
W2DGB and the group K2DQN. Well, I wanted to break in and say jury rigged antenna, but somebody beat me to it. Well, it was a good net. I've been working on a project here for my bride. We're writing up some history and just having a good time listening to the net while I'm typing away. So I'll pass on my 73s. We'll see you all next time. WA3DSP in the group, K2TQN.
Okay, K2TQN and the Bruce Kelly AWA net, WA3DSP, Cape May. Very good. Good net this morning. And we came in just a little bit under an hour, about 57 minutes. So that was an average of a little bit less than 3 minutes for each transmission. So we did very good this morning. Do we have any late check-ins for the net or comments for the net, WA3DSP?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay, go ahead, Bill.
You forgot to include yourself, so it's 11 people on the net. So you're running under 3 minutes of transmission by 10% or so. At any rate, don't ever forget that the NCS... We have comments too. Thank you.
Comments? Oh, that's true. I did forget myself, and I also, there's always administrative time, the time in between transmissions, etc. So it's somewhere between 2 and 3 minutes average per station, which is what we try to shoot for. Anyhow, very good net this morning. Everybody have a good weekend. Try to stay out of that storm. It's coming up on Monday. We're going to try to get down to the flower show on Monday, but it's not looking too good at this point. If we can get to the train and the train is running, we may try to do it, because it would be a great day to go to the flower show. There won't be as many people there, and it'll be really nice, assuming that they even have it opened if the weather's that bad, but we'll have to see. They always run into bad weather for that flower show, and they talked about making it later in March, but they didn't do it yet. Okay, everybody tune in again on Monday when Jeff, W3JW, will be our net control. Same time, same place. And 73 to all, this is WA3DSP shutting down the Bruce Kelly AWA net and turning the frequency back to normal amateur use. 73.
3DSP, K3GPA.
Yeah, go ahead, Sam.
Yeah, just wanted to send my best wishes over for your anniversary. I had not done that in the beginning as I had planned. Anyway, Best wishes. See you a little later, and I think you already went to the lobster house yesterday, so I trust you enjoyed that. See you later, Doug. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, very good, Sam. Well, we didn't go yesterday. We were going today. I may have said Thursday originally, but today is actually our anniversary, and Lynn wanted to go today, so we are going today, probably around 5 o'clock or so, and hopefully it'll be a very enjoyable dinner. And we're coming back to Pennsylvania tomorrow, so we'll be back up there sometime tomorrow afternoon. So very good, Sam. Everything else all right there in Pennsylvania?
Yep, everything's okay here, and I'm planning on doing a wee bit of grocery shopping sometime today. I have just a couple of items. I still have enough to eat if we get snowed in, but I wanted to get a few extra things. So that's about the only reason I have for going out at the moment. And by the way, Janet is still over at Phoenix, Arizona. And she telephones me every evening and says she's having a wonderful time. And Marco has become the dog sitter of choice. He's taking care of the two little snoozers. Anyway, see you, Doug. See you later, Doug. Have a good day, and say hello to Lynn for us.
Okay, very good, Sam. Yeah, you want to make sure you have everything in there, and I don't know if you can get a chance to check your propane situation there. This storm could be ice, too, so we may have another outage. So you maybe should check your propane and make sure that's up to snuff. If that's down considerably, you might consider another delivery, Sam. Go ahead.
Well, I don't think it down very much because after it was filled last time, I think the generator only ran a very, very, very short time. So I don't think much was used. But I'll have to put my boots on and get out there. The snow is still pretty deep out there. And see if I can check on that, see what it looks like. Over to you.
Okay, well, if I was up there, I would check it, but we'll be back up tomorrow, so if you should need me to go out and do that, I will, but be very careful. I guess I shouldn't have said that. I didn't realize there was still so much snow around there. Be very careful, because if you fall out there, nobody's going to come and get you. And if you do decide to do something like that, make sure you take your phone with you. So you can always make a call if you have to and you have a problem, with getting up or something if you were to fall over. And let's just hope that doesn't happen. Okay, you have a good day, Sam. We'll talk to you later on. K3GBA, WA3DSP, Cape May.
Yeah, okay, Doug. We'll catch you a little bit later on. WA3DSP. Cape May, K3GBA, clear and listening out.
Yeah, there was somebody that keeps putting and it's not bothering anybody, but there's somebody putting a carrier on 3837 and a little bit off frequency. Every once in a while he says something. I see the carrier in there now on my waterfall, and I don't know who the heck that is, but he must not have his receiver turned up. Do you hear that there, Sam? Go ahead.
Yep, it's pretty loud here. Over.
Yeah, yeah. Is there somebody else on frequency that wants to transmit WA3DSP?
That would be an AM or testing, Doug.
Yeah, well, he must not have a receiver. I don't know why he's not listening. Okay, Floyd, are you still around W3OLV, WA3DSP?
Tom wanted to schedule with him.
Okay, 7-3 everyone, WA3DSP, Cape May.
Yeah, okay, Doug. You know, I might I might take advantage of your offer if you're in the area to take a look at my gauge and you really alerted me to the snow and the hazards. And I had made up my mind I was not going to get out in the snow anymore because of an incident I had not so long ago. Anyway, we'll see you later after you get here. K3GBA.
Okay, Sam. Yeah, I think that's a good idea. If we get up there, I'll try to get over and take a look at it. Okay, 73WA3DSB.
Roger, roger. Bye-bye now.